There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, it's Eric, welcoming you back to another relaxing episode of Listen to Sleep. Well, Joe has been here at the cabin with me and our critters this past week, and it's been really lovely to have my husband here with us. Lots of sunny spring weather and all the windows open to let in the fresh forest breeze. And to make things even a little better, we've got some more spring rains in the forecast. Tonight, we'll have another fantasy story for you, with a little bit of Norse mythology mixed in. In this whimsical original bedtime tale, a young elf named Eira and her enchanted animal friends embark on a quest to unravel the mischievous magic that has thrown the harmony of Freya's Grove into disarray. Through their journey of laughter, friendship, and self-discovery, they'll learn valuable lessons about the power of kindness, the importance of balance, and the eternal magic that lives within the enchanted forest. Did you know that when you support the podcast, you get access to over 400 premium episodes with just the stories and meditations? No ads, no introductions. If that sounds like something you'd like, you can get it for less than the price of a cup of coffee every month. Just click the Support Listen to Sleep button on listentosleep.com. And while you're there, don't forget to join my email group, because I'll send you a few great gifts when you do. Just enter your email address at listentosleep.com. There's a link in the show notes. Let's take a deep breath in and out. Just letting go of the day, feeling the weight of gravity pulling you deep down into the mattress. Another deep breath in and out. nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. This is your time, quiet time. And one more deep breath in with me. And out. If you get tired while I'm reading to you, that's okay. Just let yourself drift off. Ira's Magical Journey. In the enchanted realm of Freya's Grove, where magic and nature intertwine, a young elf named Ira lived in harmony with the forest and all of its creatures. With long silver hair cascading down her back like a shimmering waterfall, and her sparkling emerald eyes reflecting the vibrant life around her, Ira was a gentle soul who possessed an innate connection to the natural world. Her days were filled with joy and adventure, exploring the wonders of the forest alongside her three beloved animal companions. Finn, a fluffy white fox with a mischievous glint in his eyes. A playful otter named Odin, whose boundless energy and curiosity knew no limits. And Saga, a wise old owl whose melodic voice carried the stories of ages past. Ira's life in Freya's Grove was one of simplicity and contentment. She resided in a cozy, moss-covered cottage nestled deep within the heart of the forest. The cottage was a reflection of her connection with nature, its walls adorned with trailing vines, and its roof thatched with fragrant wildflowers. Inside, her cozy home was filled with the warm glow of firelight and a comforting blend of subtle aromas from countless meals lovingly prepared and forest herbs gathered and hung all around the cottage to dry. The dirt floor was carpeted in leaves that softly rustled when walked upon, or whenever a passing breeze inspired them to dance. Each morning, Ira would wake to the gentle chirping of birds and the soft rays of sunlight filtering through her window. She would prepare a hearty breakfast for herself and her animal friends, using the bounty of the forest to create delicious, nourishing fare. Finn, Odin, and Saga would gather around her, eagerly awaiting their share of the delectable treats as the familiar aromas filled the air. After breakfast, Ira and her companions would set out to explore the enchanted forest, their hearts filled with curiosity and wonder. They would wander alongside winding paths, marveling at the colorful wildflowers that danced in the gentle breeze, and the lush greenery that stretched as far as the eye could see. The forest was a collage of life, each creature and plant playing its part in the delicate balance of nature. on one particularly beautiful morning, as the sun cast its golden rays upon the forest floor, Ira and her friends stumbled upon a hidden glade that they had never encountered before. The glade was a breathtaking sight, with soft emerald grass blanketed with wildflowers in every hue imaginable. In the center stood an ancient tree, its massive trunk wide enough to house a dozen elves. Its branches reached skyward, its leaves shimmering with an otherworldly luminescence. Intrigued by the majestic tree, Ira approached it, her fingers gently tracing the intricate patterns etched into its bark. As she circled the trunk, marveling at the different textures under her hand, she noticed a small, ornate door carved into the base. With a gentle push, the door swung open, revealing a cozy, hidden room within the tree's hollow. Ira and her companions stepped inside, their eyes widening in awe at the enchanting space. The room was filled with plush cushions, soft blankets, and twinkling lanterns that cast a warm, inviting glow. The air was thick with the scent of herbs and spices, and a sense of peace and tranquility washed over them. As they settled in, Saga, the wise old owl, began to share stories of the ancient Norse gods and goddesses. Her melodic voice wove tales of bravery, love, and the unbreakable bonds between nature and all the creatures of Earth. Ira and her friends listened intently, their hearts swelling with the power and beauty of the stories. Time seemed to stand still within the embrace of the ancient tree, and as the sun began to set, Ira and her companions reluctantly emerged from their newfound sanctuary. They bid farewell to the ancient tree, promising to return and share more stories in the future. However, as they turned to leave, a gentle breeze carried a peculiar sound to their ears, the faint rustle of paper. Ira's keen senses led her to a small hidden compartment within the tree's trunk, where she discovered a secret message written on an aged piece of parchment. As Ira unfolded the delicate paper, her eyes scanned the cryptic words that danced across the page. The message spoke of a looming danger that threatened the enchanted forest, a darkness that sought to unravel the delicate balance of magic and nature. The words seemed to whisper directly into Ira's mind, urging her to take action before it was too late. As Ira and her companions pondered the cryptic warning, a shimmering figure emerged from a nearby brook. It was Arya, the water nymph guardian of the enchanted lake. With her flowing hair the color of sea foam, and her eyes as blue as the clearest summer sky, Arya approached the group with a sense of urgency. "Ira, brave elf of Freya's Grove," Arya began, her voice tinged with concern. "I come bearing grave news. The trickster god Loki has grown jealous of the happiness and harmony that reign in this enchanted forest. He seeks to spread trickery and chaos, threatening to unravel the very fabric of our world." Arya placed a gentle hand on Ira's shoulder, her eyes filled with hope and determination. "You, Ira, have been chosen by the forces of nature to embark on a quest to save Freya's Grove. Your pure heart, your connection to the forest, and the strength of your bond with your companions will guide you on this journey. Will you accept this call to adventure and protect our beloved home?" Ira looked to Finn, Odin, and Saga, their eyes shining with the same resolve that burned within her heart. She knew that together they could face any challenge that lay ahead. With a nod of determination, Ira turned to Arya and accepted her destiny. As the water nymph leapt back into the brook, Ira and her companions stood tall, ready to embark on the quest of a lifetime. They knew that the road ahead would be filled with trials and tribulations. But they also knew that the fate of Freya's Grove rested upon their shoulders. With courage in their hearts and the forest as their guide, they set out to save their enchanted home and restore the balance of nature once more. As Ira and her companions set out on their quest to unravel the mystery of the mischief in Freya's Grove, they found themselves venturing deeper into the enchanted forest than they ever had before. The familiar paths behind them, they found new ones that twisted and turned, leading them through dense thickets and across babbling brooks that seemed to giggle and whisper secrets as they passed. Their journey was filled with surprise encounters, as the forest creatures, touched by Loki's playful magic, engaged in all sorts of mischievous antics. Rabbits with top hats and monocles hopped about, inviting them to tea parties, while squirrels wearing tiny jester hats juggled acorns and cracked jokes. Ira and her friends couldn't help but laugh at the absurdity of it all. But they knew they had to find a way to restore the natural order of things. Finn, the clever fox, used his wit to outsmart the prankster animals, while Odin, the playful otter, joined in the fun, distracting the creatures with his own brand of silly antics. Saga, the wise owl, shared her knowledge of the forest's secrets, helping them navigate the topsy-turvy landscape. As they journeyed deeper into the forest, they came across an ancient stone archway, its surface covered in intricate runes and symbols. Saga recognized the markings as a gateway to the otherworldly realm of the Lumina, the ethereal guardians of magic. With a touch of Iris' hand, the archway shimmered to life, and a portal opened before them, beckoning them to step through. Ira and her companions emerged in a realm of wonder and delight. The sky above was a mesmerizing shade of lavender, with two moons that winked and smiled at them. The landscape was dotted with luminescent flowers that sang sweet melodies, and the air was filled with the soft whispers of ancient spirits telling jokes and riddles. As they explored this new realm, they encountered the Lumina themselves, ethereal beings draped in flowing robes of light, their laughter tinkling like wind chimes. The Lumina welcomed Ira and her friends, recognizing the purity of their hearts and their desire to bring harmony back to the forest. The Lumina shared with them the secrets of magic, teaching them how to weave spells of laughter and joy, and how to communicate with the spirits of nature through playful songs and dances. Ira and her companions spent time in the Lumina's realm learning and growing, their hearts filled with the magic of mirth and merriment. As they trained and played, Ira and her friends discovered new things about themselves and each other. Finn found that he could make the Lumina laugh with his clever jokes, while Odin could make the flowers dance with his silly songs. Saga's wisdom grew deeper, and she taught them the importance of finding joy and laughter, even in the most challenging of times. Yet, as they reveled in the wonder of the Lumina's realm, they knew they had to return to Freya's Grove and set things right. So with bittersweet smiles, they bid farewell to their new friends and stepped back through the portal, ready to face the topsy-turvy forest once more. As they emerged, they found that the mischief of the forest had grown stronger in their absence. The trees now wore silly hats and told knock-knock jokes, while the bushes played hide-and-seek with the giggling wind. Ira and her companions knew they had to find the source of the mischief and put an end to it, but they approached the task with light hearts and determined spirits. using their newly acquired knowledge and the power of their laughter, Ira and her new friends navigated the mixed-up forest, outsmarting the prankster plants and animals, and spreading joy and harmony wherever they went. They knew that the key to restoring balance lay not in fighting the mischief, but in embracing it and turning it into something positive. As Ira and her companions journeyed deeper into the heart of the enchanted forest, they could feel the presence of Loki's mischief growing stronger. The once lush foliage had begun to droop, and the creatures of the woods seemed to be under a spell of confusion and forgetfulness. At last, they reached the center of the disturbance, a clearing where the air shimmered with an odd, playful energy. There, in the midst of the chaos, stood Loki himself, a mischievous grin upon his face. "Well, well, what have we here?" Loki chuckled, his eyes twinkling with amusement. "A little elf and her delightful band of creatures come to join in the fun?" Ira stood tall, her emerald eyes filled with gentle determination. "We have come to kindly ask you to end your mischief, Loki," she said, her voice soft but firm. "Your playful magic has caused some confusion in Freya's grove, and we wish to restore the natural balance." Loki's grin only widened. "But where's the fun in balance?" he asked, wiggling his eyebrows. "A little mischief never hurt anyone, did it?" With those words, Loki unleashed a flurry of playful spells, sending bursts of color and light dancing through the clearing. Ira and her companions found themselves caught up in a whirlwind of laughter and silly antics. But even as they laughed and played, Ira and her friends knew they had to find a way to convince Loki to end his mischievous magic. They called upon the wisdom of the Lumina and the strength of their own hearts, searching for a solution. Finn, his fur shimmering with the warmth of the sun, stepped forward and offered Loki a friendly challenge, a game of hide and seek throughout the forest. Odin, his sleek form filled with the energy of the rivers, suggested a contest of silly faces and funny jokes. And Saga, her eyes glinting with the knowledge of the ages, proposed a riddle contest where the winner would decide the fate of the forest. Loki, always eager for a good game, accepted their challenges with glee. The clearing filled with the sounds of laughter and the flashes of playful magic as Ira and her companions engaged Loki in a series of contests. In the end, it was Ira's kindness and understanding that won the day. She showed Loki that true joy came not from causing confusion, but from bringing happiness and harmony to others. Loki, touched by her words and the warmth of her heart, agreed to end his mischievous magic and restore the balance of the forest. As the mischievous energy faded from the clearing, the forest began to return to balance. The drooping leaves perked up. The creatures of the woods shook off their confusion, their eyes bright with renewed clarity. Hera and her companions stood amidst the rejuvenated forest, their hearts filled with joy and contentment. They had done it. They had brought peace and harmony back to Freya's Grove, not through force or anger, but through laughter, understanding, and the power of friendship. As they savored their triumph, a soft light began to glow in the center of the clearing. From the light emerged a figure of gentle beauty. It was Freya herself, the goddess of love and fertility. "Hera, my dear child," Freya spoke, her voice as soothing as a lullaby. "You and your companions have brought such joy and harmony to the forest. Your kindness, your laughter, and your gentle spirit have reawakened the magic within this grove." Freya held out her hand, and in her palm rested a small, shimmering seed. "Take this, my child," she said, her eyes soft with affection. "Plant it in the heart of the forest, and let its magic grow. It shall be a symbol of the love and laughter you have brought to this place." Hera accepted the seed with a grateful smile, her heart filled with warmth and wonder. Together with her companions, she planted the seed in the soft, rich soil of the clearing. As they watched, it began to sprout, its leaves unfurling like the pages of a storybook, each one filled with the tales of their adventures and the love they shared. They had learned that the greatest magic of all was the magic of friendship, and they knew that as long as they had each other, no mischief or confusion could ever dim the joy in their hearts. And after some time, when the mischief in Freya's Grove had fully unraveled and harmony was restored, Hera and her companions began their journey back to the heart of the enchanted forest. As they walked, the peace and harmony that had once filled the woods began to settle in again, like a cozy blanket gently draping over the land. The trees that had once worn silly hats now swayed softly in the breeze, their leaves uncovered and whispering sweet lullabies. The flowers that had danced and giggled now nodded their sleepy heads, their soft petals brushing against Ira and her friends as they passed. Even the forest creatures, once so full of mischievous energy, now simply yawned and stretched, curling up in their cozy dens and nests, ready for a peaceful slumber. The gentle hooting of an owl and the distant chirping of crickets filled the air, the soothing sounds of nature's lullaby. As they neared the heart of Freya's Grove, Ira and her companions felt a sense of calm wash over them, like a warm hug from an old friend. The ancient tree that had started their journey now stood before them, its branches reaching out like gentle arms, inviting them to rest beneath its canopy. Ira placed her hand on the tree's trunk, feeling the steady pulse of its life force, a heartbeat that echoed the rhythm of the enchanted forest. She closed her eyes and whispered a quiet, "Thank you," grateful for the wisdom and guidance the tree had provided. Finn, Odin, and Saga nestled close to Ira, their soft fur and feathers a comfort against the chill of the evening air. They shared one last story, their voices soft and soothing, like a gentle breeze rustling through the leaves. And as the stars began to twinkle in the inky sky above, Ira and her friends settled into the soft moss at the base of the tree, their eyelids growing heavy with the weight of their adventures. The magic of Freya's Grove wrapped around them like a soft, warm blanket, carrying them off to the land of dreams. In her dreams, Ira walked hand in hand with her companions through a forest of shimmering light and soft shadows. The laughter of the Lumina echoed in the distance, a reminder of the joy and wonder they had experienced on their journey. The dream forest swayed and danced, its colors blending and shifting like a kaleidoscope of peaceful hues. Soft pinks and gentle purples, soothing blues and calming greens, all intertwined in a mesmerizing and tranquil vision. Deeper and deeper into the dream they drifted, the forest's lullaby guiding them to a place of perfect peace and stillness. The cares of the waking world faded away, replaced by a sense of profound contentment and rest. And as even the dreams began to fade, and their minds became completely still, Ira and her companions slipped into a slumber as deep and peaceful as the enchanted forest itself. Their hearts were filled with the love and adventure they had shared, a bond that would endure through all the seasons of their lives. the gentle rise and fall of their breathing, became one with the whisper of the leaves and the soft rustling of the grass. The moon cast a soothing glow over the sleeping companions, bathing them in a light as soft and comforting as a mother's touch. And as the first light of dawn began to paint the sky in soft hues of pink and gold, Ira and her companions stirred from their slumber. They stretched and yawned, their hearts filled with the warmth and peace of a night well spent. With gentle smiles and knowing looks, they set off into the enchanted forest once more, ready to greet the new day and all the adventures it would bring. For in Freya's grove, every dawn was a new beginning, a chance to create more stories, more laughter, and more adventures. Good night, and sweet dreams.